India's leader has used part of his Independence Day address to call for an end to violence in Kashmir. The appeal for an end to the ongoing street protest in Kashmir by Prime Minister Manmohan Singh comes one day after two more protesters were killed in clashes with security forces in Indian-controlled Kashmir. The protests have led to 57 deaths over the past 2 months. The protesters have set official buildings and vehicles on fire during the almost daily demonstrations. Kashmir is divided between India and Pakistan, but claimed by both countries. But anti-India sentiment runs deep in the Indian-controlled portion, with most reportedly favoring either independence from India or a merger with Pakistan. In his 30-minute speech, the Prime Minister said his government is ready to hold talks, saying the years of violence should now end and that such violence will not benefit anyone. The speech was delivered in New Delhi on India's Independence Day, marking the end of British colonial rule in 1947 and the partitioning of the territory into India and Pakistan. That split has led to tensions between the two nations and triggered three wars, two of them over Kashmir. Prime Minister Singh's address was delivered as he stood behind bulletproof glass. The entire city of New Delhi had been turned into a virtual fortress, with nearly 80,000 police and troops guarding the capital city. The United States had warned in an advisory last week about the possibility of Islamic attacks in Indian cities as it marked its Independence Day. Ira Melman, VOA News, Washington.